Okay, today we've got Irene Edmonds, and we're going to talk a little bit. We'll start out with where you were born and when you came to Northville.
You tell me when to start.
Right now.
I was born in Carroll, Michigan, 77 years ago, I should say. I made a mistake for you. Came down here in when I was 19 years old. Settled in Plymouth, lived there a year, and then came to Northville. I've been here ever since. Our first home was on 349 First Street. Probably think of that's reversed. We lived there a good many years. My husband was a barber in Northville and was located on Main Street for many years, and later on Dunlap. I worked in Mayberry Sam, 8 years and a half. Used to have some fabulous good times out there, good friends. And after leaving there, I went to Plymouth to work for a while, Bath Manufacturing Company. I was there, I believe, 75 years. That's what I'm...
Okay, just get... Okay, it's rolling again. When you first lived in Northville, you lived upstairs, I understand.
In the old Elliott Apartments. Now, that's history.
Where would that... I'm not...
What is now Spagnolias, and Spagnolias, and I think there's a camera shop in there.
Okay. How many apartments were there?
Oh, there were two, I believe. Maybe one. I'm not sure.
The entrance was from Main Street or in back?
Yes. Yeah. Both.
Oh, both?
Yes, both. And we lived next door to Mr. Spagnola, who was then a great... owned the confectionery there for a good many years. And then we moved, had a chance to buy this home on First Street. And at that time, everything was mortgaged. It was, you know, during the hard times. And we had a chance to buy this home for a minimum price. And that's where we raised our children. They went to Northville School. And we just had a good life down there.
Well,
both graduated from Northville High.
You talked about the park. They were building the parkway at that time when your children were small.
On First Street, when we first come to live there, it was all gravel. Nothing was paved down through there. And we lived right across the road from the park. And my memory is just real good about Mr. Martin, an old gentleman who used to live farther down on First Street. And he would go over in the park. It was the park then, just pasture land. And he would get his cow and walk it down the street to his home and milk her. And then he'd gently walk her back to the pasture land. Then the park was made, and that was in, it would be 55 years ago. And things changed rapidly. And then they eventually hardtopped First Street. Then we just had a joyous time with our children. There was so much, that old school up on Main Street was just full of action, and remember very much some of the old teachers. Miss Ida Cook was here for years and years, and well, I shouldn't have added years, but she was. She was just a great person, and our children had, I think, one of the great educations.
Yeah. Well, you think a school was named after her, so they taught a lot of her.
Yes, she was a great. And I could just go on, Grace Powell, and many good teachers. But it was a great, there was just a more personable touch because the school was smaller. pardon me. Then we attended the Methodist Church. And I spent many days helping out there in the kitchen. We used to have some great times there too, the old church, that is, mm-hmm. when it was on Dunlap Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, now where do you want me to cut this? Where can I go from here?
Well, you could talk a little bit more about the church if you liked. It was, you helped in the kitchen, you said?
Oh, well, yes, mostly kitchen.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And our cherished memories of, my cherished memories are of some of the older people that we worked with. I could just go on with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just seemed like everybody knew everybody. I mean, we knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a great place to be.
Right. Now, you worked at Sessions Hospital.
Yes.
What kind of a job, or what were you doing there?
I did aid work at that time.
Uh-huh. Was yeah. How many patients would they have had?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Claudine. Oh, dear. Amy didn't say that. I would say 30. But I
uh-huh.
could be dead wrong. I would
uh-huh.
want to be reinstated on that. it was two floors. It was an upstairs floor, as I remember it. I don't want to be certain. Yeah. And it was a nursery. I'd say 30. Maybe
mm-hmm.
at one when it was full capacity. Maybe I'm high on that.
Were there often there were more babies born there than, say, surgeries, or was it a little bit of everything?
Of everything. A general hospital.
Oh.
General hospital.
Uh-huh.
And it was from there I went to Mayberry, and I was out there.
What did you do at Mayberry?
I was working in the children's unit at Mayberry.
Uh-huh. Now, the children's unit was out off by
yes.
itself, as
yes.
I remember.
Yes, and full to capacity.
Really?
Many, many children.
Now, were there like three cottages?
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. Not for the children's unit.
I'm just thinking of the children. How many were... Or was there just
a couple?
No,
there was just one, I believe.
Okay,
yes. I could be...
No, I was thinking of the separate little...
Yeah. No, you see, the children's unit was the first driveway in,
mm-hmm.
and that was full to capacity most of the time. And, of course, now they don't have that because of the cures that they have got. I don't think they have. But then...
Tell me a little bit about the treatment of the children and what you would be doing, your actual work.
We just kind of prepared the food for them
mm-hmm.
because they were all on different diets.
Hmm.
And the cooks had quite a time, too. They would always have to, you know, there was children that couldn't have eggs, children that couldn't have... You know, it's kind of interesting to prepare. Of course, pardon me, there were a lot of children that could have just a general line, you know, formula, but then there were those who had to be very specified.
How young was the youngest one that you can remember?
Well, it was awful young ones there. I would say, oh my goodness, I would say, I don't think we had any a year old, but I would be safe in saying 2 years old, and younger
mm-hmm.
too, but I can't mm-hmm. just pinpoint it. And they had a great staff out there in the children's unit,
mm-hmm.
some of the best nurses and doctors.
Was it mainly bed rest was the treatment at that time?
Yes, they were all in bed.
Uh-huh.
And little rascals. Yeah, they were medication,
mm-hmm.
and that was the thing.
Did you take any precautions yourself against
yes,
getting TB?
Yes, yes.
Like
yes.
what?
Well, when we first went to work out there, our supervisor, you know, just told us the safety part of it. I never wore my clothes at home after I got home. I never... took my uniforms off. And we never went from the, what was the place where they do the dishes? We never mixed the two, the personnel and that, very cautious that way. And, well, we just, it was kind of up to us. If you knew something was there that you, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like the things we have nowadays, it's up to you to mm-hmm. guard yourself. But you know what to do.
Yeah.
And, yes, those were good days out there, and we felt like it was just a challenge to get those youngsters. You know, I don't want this to go in.
When Mayberry was being closed, what happened then?
I am not quite sure, but it was not self-paying. I mean, it was mm-hmm. it was not paying as I understood it,
mm-hmm.
because it just sort of went down, and before we knew it, it was, and of course the buildings needed some replenishment too,
mm-hmm.
and it just seemed like...
Do you remember when the buildings went up?
When they were building
my uncle built those buildings.
Well, tell me about that.
My uncle Neil McClellan he came from Bad Axe originally, and he came down here and was supervisor of the wood construction company.
Oh.
He built the training school too. They did.
Was it a company or?
Yes, a wood construction company.
I see.
And, they laid all the pavement and everything. We used to watch it go up, Wayne County and Mayberry both. And then he did some nice buildings in Detroit that we used to go and see. And his daughters were all nurses but one, and they used to work out here. So I kind of worked in. But then after leaving there, I guess that I... decided to leave institutional work for a while. And I went into something entirely different, and I went and interviewed for a job at Bath & Body Furniture and Company. Well, I won't go into detail there, but I was everything there. I was first aid, I was, I mean, you know.
It would be more in the health field,
yes,
though.
Yes. Oh. But, no, I did the manual labor there,
what
too.
What did they manufacture?
It was a job shop. Little things. Just little things. But, you know, I made good money there, and that was what I was after.
And this was over in Plymouth?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I worked there. Nice people to work for, and good money.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I decided to, the reason for me quitting there was because I was not going to work anymore. You know, you get to thinking, I'm going to just be a homebody for a while. Then before I know it, I was back to work at St. Mary's Hospital. And I worked in an OR there. I had the sterilizing end of it, all the instruments for the doctors and nurses. And I was over there 3 years and a half and enjoyed that because it was a new hospital then. I got in on the ground floor, knew some the nice faculty and the nice, the doctors on the staff,
mm-hmm.
the staff members. And I was there for, 3 years and a half. And then I came back and was going to Northville and was going to stay home for a while. And then, Marion called me.
Marion who?
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Yeah, uh-huh. Marilyn Gunsel Lorenz.
Uh-huh.
And I went up and helped them out for 3 years and a half. And probably would have still be working, but Jim was a railroad man, and he, because Sunday he had one day off, and he would be in town, and he'd say, well, I'm not sitting home here while you're working.
Right.
But in between that, I've done some nice things. I've done some, part-time jobs, helped raise my family, and we've had some good times together. My daughter was a beautician in Detroit, and we were inseparable, and Dick too. We've always been close. He went away to Korea for 3 years, and I think I was every day, and was glad to see him come home.
Sure.
And, let's see, now turn it off for a minute, I can't think.
Nothing real hilarious, but...
Well, yes, I can remember the fairs, honey. We used to have some fair, and it was... And one time I took Jean, always took the children, but it was always crowded, and I had her right beside me. And I turned around, I was looking at something, and I turned around, she was gone. And I'll tell you, I really, really shed some. And all at once I heard a loudspeaker say, we have a little blonde, curly-headed girl up here that says her name is Jean. I'll tell you, I couldn't get fast enough to that stand. But... Those were great fairs, and I was sorry to see that go, but of course...
Did you enter any of the events?
Oh, yes, yes. Jean was in the baby contest.
Oh!
She was kind of pretty when she was little.
Uh-huh.
She came out a few times, with not the first, but, yeah, and, of course, I'm real proud of my children, I'll tell you. Our daughters, and I don't know if I could tell this or not.
Sure.
Our daughter always lived here, graduated from school. We all, like I say, we all went to the Methodist Church. She was married up here, a big wedding. And she and her husband live in St. Petersburg now. They're head of the Salvation Army down there.
Oh.
And Dick Richard Allen has always been right here. Accepting the 3 years he spent in Korea. And he and Nancy have worked around here. They taught for a few years in California, and then they came back to Indianapolis down here. And I don't think I need to say that Nancy works up here at the hole in the wall. And Richard is a MEA man, field man. Been with him years, and he's territorious, surrounding him around in different places close by. And I guess I've always been just kind of a plain old mom, you know. And we have 5 great grandchildren and 6. And when we all get together, which is not as often as it used to be, because half of them are south now, and few here yet. But all in all, it's been a great life here.
Mm-hmm.
Great life. And I can't have no complaints at all. Have made a lot of friends, I think, down through the years, but you know, so many of my friends built retirement homes up north. I'm still here, but they're scattered all over. But I wouldn't wish to live anyplace else but here.
Mm-hmm.
I look out and I got these old morning glories here in the morning, and they stare me in the face. And different little things like that, you know. I get kind of sentimental. But let's see, what else are you? Oh, I didn't think of that policeman.
Tell me about that policeman that you're trying to think of his name.
Well, I'm so disgusted. How could I ever forget it? Bill. His name was Bill. Just a great guy. And
he drove a motorcycle.
He rode the motorcycle, always wore black boots, those tight boots, you know, and just a real generous man. And I lived uptown at that time, and I was always losing my car keys. And he never asked who they belonged to. He would just come down the street holding them. He knew they belonged to me. Oh, and after you go, I'll think of his name.
Sure.
Well, Bruce knows. Anybody that knows Northfield knows mm-hmm. his name, but sure. It doesn't come to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of, what is it?
We all have it. What about some of the other stores there in town?
Oh,
that
yes.
You remember?
It was just a joy. The Lappin store, Beth was a real good personal shopper for me. She owned the Lappin. That was the mother. And I watched those boys, Potty and the home. And that store has been here for years, and in October, I would go and I'd say to Beth, now I'm in here to do my Christmas shopping, and I would just name off my family, but she knew them all. My men, my women, and she would advise.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very smart, wise, not. And then for Dells, of course, they've been a great comfort to me. And then we used to have the old Brader store. Did you remember that? And Jean would say, Mom. But that store was great to all of us. It was a place where you could go in and get just anything. And it was a working
mm-hmm.
store, a working person store. But Jean would say, I shouldn't say that, but Jean would say, Mama, don't get my dress at Brader's. Because she'd go to school and she'd see one just like. Dick always said, Mom, I never had too many clothes. Jean got them all. But that's just that wasn't so really.
Just a family joke.
Yeah. And of course there was the Gunsels and I guess that we've had a series of restaurants in North, the little restaurants. We've had some cute places. We've had some, the old Bean Pot. Of course, everybody knew by the Bean Pot, and I know that they've mentioned that 1,000 times. It used to be a place where you could live and get a. And a good hamburger, and probably a bowl of bean soup. Well, let's see. I forgot to say that I bowled on three leagues for a long time. I bowled for Twin Pines, and we just had a good, and the bowling alley down here was going good then. Pardon me. Claudine asked me some more.
Would you stop?
My son played varsity football, basketball, for practical his years in Northfield. And I was always on those old bleachers down there right when it was at Ford Field. See, they didn't have that was the football down below the bank there. And, of course, the basketball. We were always up in the bleachers in the old schoolhouse, the old cook school. Oh, such times, Bobby, and we could scream and holler and yell, and we'd just get so uptight. But didn't they used to have an all-school, it was a fundraiser of some sort, seemed like it was in the spring, at the community building. I was thinking
I don't remember that.
The school. Maybe it was more elementary, too.
You know, I could remember during the, maybe I shouldn't go back on this. I can remember during the war when they had shelters for the kids.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've got pictures of shelters. Hmm. They built shelters. And they called for, this is a little bit funny too, but they called for tins and aluminum to pile up on the four corners of there during this Second World War to fight the enemy. You know, and it's so funny now when you think of history. It's so funny when you think of the thing, the way it's revolved. We all took our pans up there, probably better pans than we've ever got now. We'd heap them up on that pile, you know.
Oh, really?
You took?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was thinking you meant tin cans.
Well, no, cooking
that.
Utensils.
Oh.
Cooking
oh.
Utensils. I don't know who remembers that, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's anybody living that remembers that or not. I don't know. Just
now, the fish hatchery was a business going
years ago.
Oh,
that fish hatchery was really going full blast.
Would you go down and look or see? Or
not too much. Okay. I think I've been down maybe a couple times, but it was a busy place. I think we were all sad to see that. And of course, there was a vanilla factory. There was never a dull moment there. They were sending vanilla all over. Of course, that endured for quite a while, as long as Mr. Langfield lived. And then when they had the Memorial Day parades, they'd all gather there, and Con would treat them with ice cream. And it was just a ritual, a ritual. See, when I first came here, the railroad tracks were still in the streetcar tracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I can faintly remember them digging them up, and it wasn't too long after we came that they dug them up. But the old interurban used to come here, or the old streetcar used to come in here, you know. And then I think Bruce mentioned that, so this is not new. There was the middle family had the old bus that run from here to Five Points. And our only means of getting in Detroit, really, was to ride that bus and then take the streetcar from Five Points.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I ever did it, because it would kill me now, because that was many years. But we must go to Hudson's. That was a must. And so I would have one here and one here, and we would, especially Christmas time, we'd go down and that was the real Santa Claus, and we would have to go down and take that streetcar and stand in line for an eternity just to get to see Santa Claus, and then always went to Hudson's lunch or dinner or restaurant to have our dinner, and then return at night, and it was an ordeal, but it didn't seem that way because it was so much to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And now I go to Detroit and I think, oh, it takes an eternity to get down here. When I get down here, I don't know where I'm going. So that pretty much, I'm still thinking, trying to think of that cop's name. That bothers me. Because I had so many encounters with him, I had so much fun with him.
Mr. Benton, Denton was the one that I, Dick was bound to go in service. Out of school, and I said, no, you're not going to. You're going to go to school first. Now, Mom, I'm going to go and get my wartime in. And then I'll go home and go to college. I said, Dick, you just won't do it. Well, he said, I'll tell you, if you don't let me go, I'll go anyway. He said, I'll stay. So I had to go up and cheery-eyed and sign him up with the Mr. Dan. And he knew me real well.
Yeah.
Well, he was not of age yet.
Okay, but he was he didn't have to go off to someplace else to sign up, or he...
No, he was right here.
I see. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
He left. His induction center was in Detroit. He left from Detroit. Uh-huh. But I said to one of the boys, I said, now here's a camera, because I was working, and I didn't want to go with him anyway, because I was right with him until last night. But I said, here's my camera, take it and get some good pictures done. And the guy was so nervous, when he come home, he didn't have Dick's head on. He only brought the picture. Well, so anyway, that was, I don't know, Claudine, you could just, after 60 years, there's so many things, and probably things I should have told you that I just can't. I should have just kind of jotted a few things down that were. But anyway, I'm just living retirement. My husband retired a year ago last April, and we do not an extensive travel, but we just kind of go here and there. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're going over to Three Rivers and call on some friends. And we love our home in Florida, but it would be awfully hard to depart and leave Northville. And just like Jim said, I'm not going to ever ask you to. I think there comes a time when you feel, if you do feel it. But I love flowers. I had some of the most beautiful flowers this year I think I've ever had. We've had ample rain. Mm-hmm. And my hobby's just right around my family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it is, I guess.
Well, thank you.
Claudia,
it's been interesting.
Sweet, honey.